I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Hey, it's Smoker Day today. We've been talking all about what kind of smokers you want to buy. We get this question a lot. And people always have a grill, and then when they think they're stepping out and becoming a real grilling guy, they always want a smoker, and which is cool because I get it. Smoking's a specialty tool, and that's what we've been running down today.
And it's a learned art. We just talked about your progression. We all have progression.
Right.
But, you know, your discovery of too much fuel in a big green egg.
Right.
Or maybe why you don't smoke with a pellet smoker in your garage.
Right.
Or different things. They're hazardous, you know.
Right, yep.
There's a learning curve.
Yeah.
And you don't do it again.
No, you do it once and you figure it out. I mean, if you're smart, you never do it. But if you're kind of smart like me, then you do it once and you're like, I don't want to do that again.
I don't know. I think even that's why they call it trial and error.
Right. Yep.
And, so you wanted to talk about the ABS. That was that unit that my last trailer smoker was a judge. The ones we bought and sent to the military bases, those were ABS judge smokers.
ABS or American Barbecue Systems,
right,
if you're looking it
right,
up.
Out of Olathe, Kansas, I believe.
Yep.
Kansas City, basically. But that is a high quality build. But it's still a steel smoker. You're still going to have rust. You're going to have warping. There isn't, you know, a foolproof smoker. I guess maybe other than Southern Pride would be as close as you can get because of the way that thing works. And they're using a gas-fired log stick burner. And that's kind of cheating. But if you're doing commercial product, I believe in cheating.
Well, the volume, the volume that you need to produce is...
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get some good old boys in Texas or Tennessee or some of those
the
other
Lang fans.
Right, yep, that don't like that. But at the end of the day, you know, we've got a place out in Muskegon called The Deck, and they got six of those right out in front of
we
the place.
We love The Deck.
Yeah, right, in Muskegon. Great place. If you've
six
never been
Southern
there,
Prides.
You got to go. Yeah, they're sitting right out front. You walk by
that's
them, and you don't even know they're there.
That's why their wings and everything are so good.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
My kids just met my wife there. The girls all went up there when
right,
but to have an afternoon.
Right, fabulous
they
place.
Were
right on the beach.
About the wings.
Yeah.
I ate there last year. I didn't eat there that this year, but yep. I think I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, it's a fabulous place. Right on the beach, right at the mouth of the Muskegon River. You're sitting on like I don't know how you put a business right on the beach like they did, but they pulled it off. And it's an amazing place.
Well, and you're on top of the building, and that's why right. It's called The Deck.
Right.
It's
yeah.
So cool.
Yep.
It's
yep.
Just brilliant.
Multi-level place.
And their cups, yeah. They let you keep the cup, and it's got their name on. Just smart marketing people.
Right.
It's just a plastic cup, but it's got their name, and guess what? We have a bunch of.
Right. Yeah.
Cups from The Deck.
Right.
And
then
when
they go
you
out
put
on
your
ice deck.
In it, they turn color of whatever the thing's going to be. It looks like a white cup. But as you put your ice in it, as it cools down, it turns a color.
Right. Yeah.
The grandkids
awesome
love it.
Well, back to smokers. The ABS is a commercial unit. You're gonna, you know. Here's the other thing: is people like you got to have a budget for this, okay? And just like anything else, you're gonna buy the more money you got, the better one you're gonna get.
Right.
But not everybody has a lot of money for this. So.
No, and their starter units are probably $1,000.
Right.
The one that I really love, their patio unit, is about $1,700, and it would be like the perfect patio smoker. If you said, gee, you know, I got to keep it under $2,000 because you don't even want to spend $1,000, but let's say you're going to buy a smoker and say, I want one to have for the rest of my life. Their patio unit is so smart and so well-built and cooks so beautifully and evenly. It's like a mini version of my judge.
So does it have a rotisserie on the
no,
inside?
No, no, it's racks.
Okay. Yep.
But it's also only $1,600.
Right.
And I say only, but in the scheme of things, that's not very much. If you go to Lowe's and buy a grill for $500, that'll last you for 4 or 5 years. It's China junk, and it'll never give you product like
yep.
this will.
Right. Garrett's Appliance, great place to go to look at smokers. They've got a variety of those, too. But at the end of the day... everybody's got a budget. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
And if you just won the $1 billion, Lotto deal, you're still going to have a budget.
And
for
maybe
this stuff.
You just wait for your buddy to give you an old Primo like I got.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, I don't know how, unless it broke, and I don't know how you'd ever wear out a Kamado grill.
It didn't. Right. This guy is
wants a new one.
Very particular.
Right.
Very particular. His backyard is immaculate. Yeah. Everything has to be just perfect, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I am not like that. I've mowed my backyard 4 times this year.
Well, you got most of it sand, though. So, I mean, have you strained the kitty litter?
No, I just send the kids out there to play.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ooh, what's that between my toes?
I was going to talk about Grilla in the next segment, but I talked to Mark last night, and Grilla has been sold. I don't know who owns it.
Oh,
now,
really?
But yeah, they're probably shipped off to China or something.
But what we can do, and we haven't talked about, is the pellet grills. Is the pellet grills are very, very popular. Lots of brands out there. Once again, you'll hear a theme here. Bob used to be a manufacturer's rep for several outdoor pieces of equipment. One of them was a company called Louisiana Grill. And
you still have that?
I do, and I use it.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
That was made in Canada. That was made in Minnesota.
Minnesota, even called Louisiana Grill. But
yeah, I think they offsourced it now. Yeah, I should say.
It was at the time, I'm sure it was a very nice pellet grill because it's lasted a long time, and I use it every week. But
have you never had to rebuild the mechanics or
nope,
anything?
No, nope.
That says a lot.
I mean, I keep it clean.
You do now.
Yeah, right. But the end of the day, everybody now seems to want a pellet smoker. And I get it because they're easy. You just turn them on.
Yep, there are times.
You just turn them on and you set a temperature. This one has a dial. Now they all have a digital readout. So if you want 188 degrees, you put it in.
I like the dial. I like the dial on yours.
Right. And there's a little art to it because, you know, it's too hot, too cold, whatever. You get figured out what it does.
It's like the old radio. We called them pots or potentiometers. I'm sure Conrad's dealt with a few pots in his day. He's right. Got a couple on his board right
now. I've seen that mullet he used to have. I'm sure he has.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Anyway, the pellet grill, everybody wants one. They're all over. There's a big brand called Traeger. Everybody's heard of those. Should I get a Traeger?
They started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is that there's a few things you need to know about a pellet grill. I don't believe they claim they have a searing zone on them and you can get them to 500 degrees and you can sear a steak, but that's not my piece of equipment for a steak. This is a slow cook, a smoker. They're a pellet smoker. They're not a pellet grill, most of them. I could be wrong. You got somebody that's listening say, oh man, I sear my steak on it every day. That's great. If it works for you, that's awesome, but I don't use it for that.
That one of yours was sold as having a searing zone.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, describe sear.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Your hand on it, yeah, ouch, it'll hurt.
Yeah,
but yeah. No, we're not gonna sear a steak on something like that. But,
right.
But Traeger did start it all. I'm not sure if they invented the technology, but there have been pellet furnaces and pellet stoves for a long time, and I think somebody just got the bright idea that, hey, this is wood, maybe we can smoke with it.
Right.
And they ended up shipping all their production over to Asia, China in specific, and then their management, I don't remember the whole story, but some of their guys got miffed in the process, and they left and started their own. They call it Green Mountain. And that's how companies all go, you know. And the Green Mountain's a nice unit too, but it's also a China product. There's nothing in the pellet world made in America anymore, other than maybe the one out of Minnesota, and I don't even know what they call it anymore. But they bought Louisiana. They had the big stainless pellet grill, built-in model. But when you get into that price range, most people aren't going to spend $3,000 for a grill.
Right.
They're just not. They don't want to spend the $600 for a cheap Traeger.
Right.
And it's funny to listen to those conversations.
All right, coming up next, we're going to bring it home with a couple other unique types of smokers. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.